Private equity harvests scale in fragmented tire repair as big brand snaps up Bell Tire. Percheron Capital-backed Big Brand Tire and Service has entered into an agreement to acquire Bell Tire, extending a consolidation wave in the fragmented U.S. automotive aftermarket that shows no signs of slowing as private equity continues to harvest margin from local service networks. The deal, terms of which were not disclosed, positions the California-based buyer to deepen its geographic footprint and capture additional share in a sector where scale drives purchasing power, labor efficiency, and digital customer acquisition costs. Big Brand Tire operates as an automotive services provider, offering tire sales, vehicle maintenance, and related repair services. Bell Tire, the target, brings additional retail locations and an established customer base to the platform. Neither party disclosed revenue figures, unit economics, or the number of locations changing hands, typical of bolt-on acquisitions where confidentiality provisions shield competitive intelligence. The transaction continues a familiar pattern in lower middle market industrials. Sponsor-backed platforms using mergers and acquisitions velocity to drive top-line growth and operational leverage. For Percheron, this marks another step in building scale within a subsector, characterized by thousands of independent operators and regional chains ripe for aggregation. Why automotive aftermarket remains a private equity magnet, the automotive service and tire retail sector has attracted sustained institutional interest for structural reasons that compound across hold periods. Vehicle miles traveled in the United States remain near all-time highs, driving recurring demand for consumables like tires, brake pads, and fluids. The average age of vehicles on American roads continues to climb, extending the maintenance and repair cycle. Consumers face a choice. Dealership service bays with premium pricing, or independent and chain operators competing on cost and convenience. Private equity has followed the money. Platforms in this lane benefit from predictable, non-discretionary spending. Tires wear out. Brakes fail. Oil changes recur at fixed intervals. The business model leans on repeat customers, upsell opportunities during routine service visits, and national purchasing agreements that independent shops cannot access. Scale matters. A 50-location chain negotiates tire costs that a 5-location operator cannot, and digital marketing spend yields lower customer acquisition costs when amortized across a larger base. Big Brand's acquisition of Bell Tire fits squarely within this thesis. By adding locations, the platform enhances density in overlapping or adjacent markets, enabling route optimization for mobile service offerings, centralized inventory management, and shared back-office functions. The math is straightforward. Reduce duplicated overhead, consolidate vendor relationships, and drive same-store sales growth through standardized processes and digital tools. Percheron's strategy mirrors broader roll-up dynamics visible across industrial services. The firm has built its reputation on backing founder-led businesses in essential services and driving professionalization without disrupting customer relationships. The Big Brand platform, underpinned by Percheron's capital, now has the financial flexibility to pursue tuck-in acquisitions like Bell Tire while maintaining operational focus on margin improvement and store-level profitability. Concurrent activity signals sustained industrial appetite. The Big Brand Bell Tire transaction does not exist in isolation. Separately, Borgman Capital announced an investment in CMW, a distributor of concrete production equipment, deploying capital to support the company's expansion into new markets and enhanced service offerings. The Borgman deal, also with undisclosed financial terms, underscores ongoing sponsor appetite for businesses serving construction and infrastructure end markets. While the subsectors differ, equipment distribution and automotive aftermarket, the strategic playbook converges. Identify fragmented industries with recurring revenue characteristics, back management teams capable of scaling, and execute disciplined mergers and acquisitions to capture share. Both deals reflect 2026 deal flow in the industrials and manufacturing lane, where sponsors see durable demand drivers and limited exposure to technology disruption. AGI's announcement in June 2026 that it would invest multiple millions at its Kansas facility to add production capacity for farm grain bins reinforces a parallel trend. North American manufacturing realignment to shorten supply chains and position production closer to end customers. AGI cited responsiveness, production speed, and proximity to U.S. farmers as drivers of the decision. The investment supports job growth in Kansas and signals confidence in long-term agricultural infrastructure demand. What ties these narratives together is the return of capital to tangible, real economy assets. Investors are deploying into businesses that make, move, and service physical goods, businesses with pricing power rooted in customer switching costs, incumbent relationships, and logistics complexity. The macro backdrop, tariff uncertainty, reshoring tailwinds, and infrastructure spending favors operators with hard assets and local market presence. The platform build, what works and what doesn't rolling up automotive service chains is not a novel strategy. Several large platforms have pursued the same path with mixed results. Success hinges on execution, integrating point-of-sale systems, standardizing labor rates and service menus, and preserving the trusted local brand identity that drives foot traffic. Fail to maintain service quality, and customers defect to the independent shop down the street. Big brands' challenge and opportunity lies in maintaining Bell Tire's customer relationships while extracting cost synergies. The best-performing roll-ups in this space preserve front-end branding while consolidating back-end functions, procurement, finance, human resources, marketing. Customers care about the technician who rotated their tires last year, not the holding company two levels above the operating subsidiary. Pricing strategy becomes critical. Independent operators often compete on price alone, racing to the bottom. Platforms with scale can compete on convenience, digital scheduling, mobile service, and transparent pricing that builds trust. The goal is to shift customer perception from commodity service to reliable, convenient maintenance partner. That shift commands margin. Labor remains the wild card. Automotive technicians are in short supply, and wage inflation has pressured margins across the sector. Platforms that invest in training programs, career pathways, and compensation structures that retain talent outperform those that treat technicians as interchangeable. Percheron's operational support will be tested here. Can Big Brand build a talent engine that scales with the store count? The Plecamium View Percheron's Big Brand Bell Tire combination is a textbook lower middle market industrial roll-up, and the lack of disclosed financials should not obscure the strategic clarity. This is a scale play in a fragmented market with defensible unit economics. What makes the deal interesting is timing. Automotive aftermarket consolidation is well into its second decade, yet thousands of independent operators remain. The question for institutional capital is not whether consolidation will continue. It will, but which platforms will deliver exit multiples that justify the operational complexity. Our view, the winning platforms in this cycle will be those that move beyond simple store count accumulation and invest in digital infrastructure that creates competitive moats. Online scheduling, dynamic pricing, loyalty programs, and customer data platforms are not merely nice-to-haves. They are the tools that allow a 100-location chain to operate with the customer intimacy of a 10-location operator and the cost structure of a national brand. Big Brand's ability to layer technology onto Bell Tire's existing operations will determine whether this deal generates alpha or merely adds top-line revenue. The broader industrial services roll-up wave, encompassing not just automotive but also HVAC, plumbing, electrical, and equipment distribution, represents a multi-hundred-billion-dollar reallocation of capital from individual proprietorships to institutional ownership. the end state is not full consolidation. Local operators will always exist. But the market share commanded by sponsor-backed platforms will continue to grow, and with it, the pricing power and margin profile that justify continued deal flow. One underappreciated risk: recession sensitivity. While automotive service demand is relatively non-discretionary, consumers defer maintenance during economic downturns. Tire replacements get stretched an extra 6 months. Oil changes get skipped. Platforms carrying acquisition debt need to model downside scenarios where same-store sales flatten or decline. The best operators build balance sheet resilience during growth phases, not after the cycle turns. So what? Follow the roll-up. Watch the integration. Institutional investors should track integration velocity and same-store sales growth at platforms like Big Brand as forward indicators of value creation. Deals are easy. Integration is hard. The firms that close acquisitions and seamlessly onboard locations within 90 days, preserving revenue, retaining staff, and capturing cost synergies, will command premium exit multiples. Those that stumble on integration will face margin compression and elongated hold periods. For operators in adjacent subsectors, automotive glass, collision repair, quick lube, the Big Brand Bell Tire deal signals that well-capitalized buyers remain active and acquisition pipelines remain open. Founders contemplating liquidity should recognize that sponsor appetite for industrial services platforms is at a cyclical high, and valuation multiples, while off 2021 peaks, remain attractive for businesses with clean financials and recurring revenue profiles. The bottom line: Percheron's move extends a durable trend, the institutionalization of local services, and confirms that private equity sees runway in automotive aftermarket despite years of consolidation. Platforms that pair acquisition discipline with operational excellence will generate outsized returns. Those that prioritize deal volume over integration rigor will not. Watch the next 12 months of same-store sales data. That is where the story gets written.